5 steps to check when your FAFSA aid package is missing just before classes begin. Even if you have submitted the FAFSA, the college's receipt of the application, calculation of financial aid, acceptance of aid, completion of loan requirements, and application of aid to tuition are separate steps. If classes and the payment deadline are approaching, check your official FAFSA status and college portal in order and request enrollment protection from the school in writing. On studentaid.gov, check the processing status of your 2026-2027 FAFSA, FAFSA submission summary, signatures, contributor information, and school list. In your college's student portal, check for missing documents, verification, identity and residency information, and financial aid holds, and submit them immediately. Confirm that your enrolled credits, waitlisted courses, applicability to your degree program, and SAP status meet the conditions for financial aid calculation. Accept the financial aid offer, and, if necessary, complete the MPN and entrance counseling, then distinguish the scheduled disbursement amount from the actual finalized amount. Before the tuition payment deadline, contact the financial aid office and billing department to obtain written confirmation of the processing status, enrollment protection, a deadline extension, or temporary payment options. Submitting the FAFSA does not automatically finalize a college's financial aid package or loans. U.S. Federal student aid applicants must separately verify each stage. FAFSA processing, college receipt, school review, financial aid offer, aid acceptance, completion of loan requirements, application to tuition charges, and refund of the remaining balance. This guide is for students who have submitted the 2026-2027 FAFSA and are approaching their college tuition payment deadline or the start of classes. Prepare your student ID number, FAFSA submission date, school code, FAFSA submission summary, college portal screens, and records of submitting missing documents. Because there is no package issuance deadline that applies to every college, you should check the school's tuition payment deadline and class cancellation date before the federal FAFSA deadline. Financial aid processing stages to distinguish first status or stage, what it actually means, what may still remain, FAFSA submitted the application has been transmitted, check for processing errors, signatures, or contributor information. FAFSA processed, the FAFSA submission summary has been generated. Check the school list and data errors college receives, FAFSA the school has received the application data, match it to admission and student records. Review additional documents, financial aid offer, issued the school presents grants, work study, loans, and other aid student acceptance or rejection. Pending financial aid displayed aid may be reflected on the bill assuming conditions are met, verify enrollment credits, SAP, MPN, and entrance counseling disbursement completed funds have actually been posted to the student account, apply funds to school charges such as tuition and housing remaining. Balance refunded, the amount remaining after charges are paid, is issued to the student, confirm the school's refund schedule and bank account information, the student aid index, and estimated aid information shown in the FAFSA submission summary are not the college's finalized offer. The final aid amount may vary based on the school's cost of attendance, enrollment status, other aid, document review results, and the rules for the applicable academic year. Step 1. Verify FAFSA processing status and transmission to the school log indirectly to student aid. Gov and verify that the 2026-2027 FAFSA has been processed. Do not rely only on email notifications. Open the FAFSA submission summary and check the following: whether the application has been submitted and processed, rather than merely saved or still in progress, whether signatures and consent have been completed by the student and all required contributors, whether there are conflicts in identity information, such as name, date of birth, or social security number, whether the college you currently attend or plan to attend is included on the school list, whether the correct federal school code used by the college is included, whether any notices indicate that corrections are required, or display processing comments if you added the school later or corrected the FAFSA. The college may need additional time to retrieve the new record and match it to your student account. Repeated corrections can lengthen the process of determining which transaction record the school should use for its review. So you should not make changes the school did not request as a way to resolve a delay. Step 2. Check the college portal for missing documents and holds even if a college has received the FAFSA. It may not finalize a financial aid offer until its separate review is complete. Check all financial aid, to-do list, holds, tasks, messages, and documents menus in the student portal. Common items include FAFSA verification documents, additional student or parent income, and tax documents verification of citizenship or eligible non-citizen status residency, or state aid eligibility documents, requests to resolve a name or student ID number mismatch college-specific scholarship, or financial aid applications, review of prior financial aid usage at another college, verification of admission, degree program, or enrollment status if you uploaded documents. Distinguish between the fact that you sent the files and the fact that the school received and completed its review of them. Even if the portal shows that submission is complete, an internal review by the financial aid office may still be pending. Do not send sensitive tax or identity documents through ordinary email. Use the secure portal designated by the college. Step 3, check enrollment credits and SAP status. If your financial aid package is not visible or is lower than expected, your enrollment status may be the reason. Check the following through the college portal and Academic Affairs Office. The number of credits in which you are actually enrolled, whether any courses are only waitlisted, whether late start short-term courses are included, whether your courses apply toward your degree or certificate program, the enrollment lock date the college uses to calculate financial aid, whether you meet satisfactory academic progress, or SAP, requirements for federal student aid waitlisted courses may not count as officially enrolled credits. Some loans have minimum enrollment requirements, and grants may be adjusted based on enrollment intensity. If you are not meeting SAP, review the school's warning, suspension, or appeal procedures. Filing an appeal does not automatically reinstate your aid. Step 4, accept the offer and complete loan requirements even if a financial aid offer appears in the portal. Not all aid is disbursed automatically. Check the acceptance procedures for grants, work study, federal loans, and each type of institutional aid. If you are using a federal direct loan for the first time, or if the school requires it, the following steps may remain. Accept the offered loan amount or select a partial amount, complete the Master Promissory Note or MPN Complete Entrance Counseling, submit any loan request form required by the school, register a bank account or refund method. You must also distinguish among the amounts displayed in the portal. Type of amount, what to keep in mind when interpreting it, estimated aid amount, may change based on review and enrollment conditions, offered amount, may include items the student must accept pending or anticipated aid, may be an amount that has not yet actually been disbursed amount posted to student. Account amount actually applied to school charges, expected refund amount remaining after all charges and adjustments are completed, even after a financial aid offer is finalized. Funds may not actually be credited to the tuition account before the disbursement date. A refund does not occur at the same time as disbursement. It is processed after the aid enters the school account and is applied to eligible charges such as tuition, fees, and housing. If you depend on the refund for textbooks or living expenses, separately confirm the actual disbursement date and refund processing schedule published by the school. For the 2026-2027 academic year, the applicable federal loan rules may differ depending on the type of student and existing loan history. Graduate and professional students in particular should not assume that the previous year's estimated amount will remain the same. It is safer to ask the school which limits and transition rules apply based on your program and loan history. Step 5. Request enrollment protection and a processing timeline from the school if the tuition payment deadline is approaching. Do not contact only the financial aid office and wait. If necessary, also contact student accounts, the bursar, or the billing office at the same time. Because authority differs by college, specifically request the following: the date the school received the FAFSA, whether the current file is complete, and which documents remain the status of verification or manual review, the estimated time for processing the financial aid offer, whether non-payment, will result in class cancellation or late fees, whether a temporary enrollment hold, payment deadline extension, or anticipated aid hold, can be applied which installment payment options are available if protective measures are not possible schools do not have a universal obligation to provide. Enrollment protection or deadline extensions. Even if you receive guidance by phone, document the representative's name, the date, the case number, and the agreed action by email or portal message. Information to prepare before contacting the school: full name and college student ID number 2026-2027, FAFSA submission and processing dates, the school code entered on the FAFSA submission summary status, the college portal's to-do list, and error screens the date additional documents were submitted, and confirmation of receipt, current enrollment credits, and major or program information, the tuition payment deadline and scheduled class cancellation date, a reachable phone number and school email address, sample message to send to the school subject. Urgent review request for 2026-27. Financial aid before payment deadline. Hello, I submitted my 2026-27 FAFSA on date, and my FAFSA status shows status. My student ID is ID. I have checked the financial aid portal and completed the listed items, but I have not received my financial aid offer / my anticipated aid is not showing on my account. My tuition payment deadline is date, and classes begin on date. Please confirm: 1. Whether the school has received and matched my FAFSA. 2. Whether any documents or actions are still required. 3. The current review or packaging status. And 4. Whether a temporary hold, deadline extension, or other enrollment protection is available while the review is pending. I have attached screenshots that do not contain my FSA ID or password. Thank you. How to quickly categorize the cause of a delay, current situation, who to contact. First key question: the FAFSA itself has not been processed, federal student aid. Are any errors, signatures, or contributor actions still pending? The FAFSA has been processed, but the school cannot find it. College financial aid office due the school code and student record match. The portal shows documents under review. College financial aid office is the file complete and in the review queue. There is an offer, but no loan. College financial aid office are acceptance, the MPN, entrance counseling, or enrollment requirements still pending. There is anticipated aid, but it is not reflected on the bill billing office and financial aid office. What is the actual disbursement date? And is temporary enrollment protection available? Aid has been applied to charges, but there is no refund billing and refund office. Is there a remaining balance? And what are the refund method and schedule? When one department refers you to another, do not start the inquiry from scratch. Provide the existing case number and responses. If the payment deadline is very close, use the channels recognized by the school: phone, portal message, and email, in parallel, but keep the same request brief and consistent. Managing risks when using anticipated financial aid to pay tuition before deciding whether to pay the full amount upfront with personal funds or use an installment plan while financial aid is delayed. Review the school's refund policy. It is advisable to obtain written answers to the following questions. If financial aid is disbursed later, how will tuition already paid be returned? Are installment plan fees or late fees refundable? Is there a minimum payment required to prevent class cancellation? If the finalized aid is lower than expected, when is the remaining balance due? If you withdraw from school, take a leave of absence, or withdraw from courses, how will aid repayment and student debt change? Do not spend money on housing or textbooks based only on the FAFSA estimate or the previous academic year's aid amount. The actual refundable amount cannot be determined until school account charges and adjustments are deducted from the finalized aid. Avoid scams posing as official contacts and exposure of personal information. The longer processing is delayed, the more vulnerable students become to contacts promoting emergency loans, paid FAFSA assistance, or account recovery. Follow these principles. Do not provide your FSA ID password or multi-factor authentication code to anyone. Type the student aid gov address directly instead of using links in search ads. Use only the official email, addresses, and secure document portals designated by the college. Redact your social security number, date of birth, bank information, and full student ID number from screenshots. Before urgently taking out a private loan, check the interest rate, fees, repayment terms, and whether school certification is required. Unprocessed cases appearing in U.S. college communities in August 2026 reflect actual student experiences, but a post about a specific college does not establish another school's processing schedule or aid eligibility. The records shown in your own student aid, gov account, and college portal are the final sources for verification. Escalation steps when the issue remains unresolved if the issue is not resolved through general assistance. Request a review by the assigned counselor, senior counselor, or financial aid administrator, according to the school's published procedures. Instead of merely stating that the matter is urgent, provide the following information together. Proof that FAFSA processing is complete, records showing submission of all materials requested by the school dates, and case numbers of previous inquiries, the payment deadline, and possible class. Cancellation date, the specific action you want the school to take if the issue involves the federal FAFSA account or application processing itself. Use the Federal Student Aid Help Center. By contrast, the college determines its own packaging, billing, enrollment protection, and refund schedule, so federal student aid cannot finalize those matters on the school's behalf.